dungeons are fun, and you'd rather drink than fight dragons. The answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Ho there, travelers!
Well met!
Have another...
Hello there, everyone. Welcome to episode 9 of Funjuns and Flagons.
Hooray!
We are joined yet again by the, I was going to say, the trio and moderator, back to give you another fun episode. But first of all, as always, let's thank our Patreon highest tier backers.
Help.
Because they're the ones that made this show possible. But my notes, I feel like a really bad news reader right now. I'm all over the goddamn place. Round of applause, please, for Garrett, amazing highest donator, Anonymous Santa, throwing money at us, and we love it, thank you so much. Ray San Miguel, Kimberly Ann, Derek Mitchell, Jack Lawler, Brooke Dagsvik, Chance Cheatham, Hugo Manuel Soares, or Suarez, I'm not sure yet, but I'm saying both to be safe. Nick Peppers, Emma Murfitt, Carol S, Sven Hamilton, keep clapping, John Perry, Otis Darnell Joyner, Jack William Shepherd, Katniss Man Drudley, Brandon Cordero, Grace, Kevin, Thierry, Skylar, Rodrigo, Corey, Nathan, Steve, Richard, Noelia, DBK, Bahan, and Emily Wilson. Guys, thank you so much.
Yes!
Woo!
Fucking Patreon.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
You made me a bee.
Helgarth, your face, man. What's going on?
It looks cool, right?
It's really
cool.
Yeah,
it's becoming.
I think it works for me.
Yeah.
You're at half health. I just thought I'd do that.
You said that did half damage.
I have healing powers.
Because remember, I had that special skill.
Auto heal during rest. Auto heal during rest.
Hold on. Let's find out how we got that stuff, because we have to do a previously on Funjuns and Flagons.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Our adventurers started off in a bleak situation with Torin Tummy Touch dead. And Bigby, Maester's newly acquired pet, also dead.
I hate to even think about it. That moment when Bigby went through the thing and got killed.
It was definitely the hardest moment of my life.
I've never experienced grief like that.
Could it be any worse?
Oh, after Torin was there too.
After bringing back both in the body of Bigby, Lady Ursa's soldiers burst in, bringing Lady Ursa with them. Her curse quickly turned her into an owlbear. You did not see that coming.
No.
I still see that. Oh my god. And it was the curse was originally suppressed by both her amulet and the bear ring. Peace between everyone seemed to be the answer until one of the soldiers stole the ring and locked them in the room.
After I saved the day once.
Yeah, wasn't it crazy how that happened?
Sexily humble, Helgarth.
Oh, right.
Sexily humble.
How do I word this? I just wanted to save her because I realized that we had made a mistake and she might have been a good guy.
I can hear this is so hard for you. A huge battle erupted, but Maester rolled.
So against my nature.
Yeah. Maester rolled the necklace off the owlbear, causing the cursed beast to deteriorate into ashes.
Oops.
Except the talons, which became the new arsenal for Bigby.
Ooh, oh. Real quick, could you also mention that at one point I was a bee Voltron, just because I would love to see what Terry makes that look like.
And he was a bee Voltron. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. And it's even cooler now that I see it.
It's much cooler than we thought.
Yeah.
Our adventurers remain in Lady Ursa's castle with the owl amulet, but no bear ring.
The boy pulled her off and ran away.
That boy pulled it off and ran down the stairs. Question.
Yeah.
The skeleton key that was on Torin Tummy Touch
deteriorated inside the stomach.
That's impossible.
Damn. That fast? It was made of metal.
Instantly?
Everything by the claws.
Is there...
I'm sorry, did you get that? Was it...
Sorry. Was that...
Too many chips, actually.
Sorry, it was... I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure that is not going to come through on the microphone.
No,
I do have to point out that I did plan to puppeteer Torin's body inside of the owlbear and have her take down the owlbear from the inside.
Could have mentioned that.
But I took the thing off and she just died instantly.
Well,
so.
Now you're wearing it. What's it do to you? Are you supposed to put
that on? I don't know.
On?
Does it do anything?
It
Why'd
resonates
you put that on
power.
Your body?
I don't know.
That's not cursed, you fucking
it
maniac.
Resonates
I have no
with
pockets
power.
On the robe.
God damn it. Tell me that's not cursed.
Wait, does it? I'm not going to say
Can it. I shot back up the rest of her ashes? It might be important later.
There you go. It's resonating power. You realize that the amulet has enough power to charge the bearing.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Could we gather some of the owlbear ashes?
Yeah.
What would you like to do with the owlbear ashes?
Can we snort them? What would happen if we did?
Find out.
Okay, I'm going to roll to snort the ashes.
Hogarth's going to snitch it.
Yeah.
Hogarth Hughes.
I'm gonna chop up a line
of owlbear
ashes.
Here, wait. You can use one of my talons to cut
great.
That up. Thanks.
One's wasted
now. Because,
if
you get clam drink, drink.
One of them's wasted.
Oh, yeah, clam drink.
No, you released it. Now it needs blood.
That's cool.
I hate the goddamn sword.
Yeah, we just do this. This is the thing we do.
We're the worst.
You're fine.
All right, so roll to snort the owlbear ashes.
11.
Oh, okay, cool.
What happened?
You get a little bit of flight, I guess.
A little bit of flight?
Yeah, from
the owlbear.
Oh, I'm like hovering like 2 inches off the ground.
Sick.
For now.
Yeah.
But
look at my feet are touching the ground.
It's
quick,
let's
see. My feet are touching the ground.
All right.
I'm doing fine.
I've been flying around like my entire life.
You're a bee.
This is
not
impressive to me.
Entire life you've been alive.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
Have you seen this?
You're now 4 foot
Both
nine.
Holy
shit.
Wow. I'm like way up there.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh man, that's so cool.
No, hold on, she's,
yeah. What's going on over here?
I don't know. Hold on, Maester, why don't you do a quick line of this? See what magic you get.
Hold on. Does it do different things to different people? What happens if a bee sniffs it?
Yeah, what happens if a bee snorts?
Hey, you guys gotta have a go at this.
Like half an episode talking to a dog?
You guys gotta have a go at this.
I'm sorry, we're not pros.
10.
Woo!
Plus my cute little bee dance.
Oh, look at this.
Did bees cute have ass bee dance.
Yeah. Well, let me just gum it around a little bit.
Wow.
It's a 10.
He can
fly. Plus my bee dance. Cute little bee dance.
It's not cute when you're trying to take ashes in your mouth and rub it into the gum. There is nothing cute about it.
It doesn't do anything to a bee or...
And as you notice, the door handle obviously has exploded, but in walks a soldier holding a bearing. And he's like, thank God you killed her. You've saved Bear's Reach.
I pull out my sword and chop his hand off that's holding the ring.
Whoa.
I was going to magnetize it over to my sister.
No, you guys
are
heroes.
I was
going
to blow a hole right through him.
I'm not trying to listen to you right now because you locked us in a room with a fucking owlbear.
You are the heroes of our Aurelia.
You're the dead guy that just walked in the door and is still talking for some reason, you motherfucker.
Sick burn.
That really hurts because I found out. I was the one that found out about the curse. All right.
Oh, that would have been real good to know.
Our leader has been an owlbear for centuries.
That we've been looking for that fucking bearing.
Time out. You stole the ring and then you left a wild beast in the room with us.
I recognize you as the guard who was in the beginning of the story.
As you were running down the stairs,
episode.
You could have been like, hey, you guys are heroes. Thank you very much for your service.
You let two of your friends die.
Yeah, I mean... I had to make sure that this didn't deteriorate on her as well.
Oh,
I think I saved the day as well. But
give us all your money.
I feel like you guys...
Give us your cool shirt.
I mean, if you want a freaking bear.
You want to fight me, I'll just run away again. But
he's
trying to say thank you for saving Bear's Reach. Thank you for eliminating a leader who was clearly a liability and could kill anyone and has killed throughout the centuries.
You're welcome.
But here, this is
I have to at least
right?
poke you because I drew Clam Dring and... You probably I'm really sorry about
that. As a soldier,
this,
that's not cool. That's not
like,
cool, man.
Like
I don't
little,
think
like
you should touch me. Okay, that really hurt. Now I'm like kind of mad. I'm kind of pissed.
Well, what are you going
to
do about it?
Oh, don't worry, because there's a fourth fighter about to enter the ring.
Hold on. What are you doing right now?
I got a thing and I got the thing. You guys, what are you going to do?
He's got the thing and he's got the thing.
So
got the thing
he's
and I got
my
the
best
thing.
Friend and
you,
I support him.
Haven't you ever heard that song?
Does.
I got the thing and I got the thing. Now what you going to do? I got the thing. I got the thing. And you know what you going to do?
What you going
to do? So you've got the owl amulet. You now have the bear ring and you're doing something with your tongue.
What's happening with Delilah?
He's,
he does that.
What would you
clearly
like
my best friend is making out with his dead wife's ghost, and he is a great person for doing that because
so
she
going,
needs the attention.
You're
going
to use the magic of the owl amulet to charge the bearing.
Boop, boop.
That's how it works?
Boop, boop. Yeah, sorry.
It just goes
and
boop,
charged.
Boop.
Yeah, boop, boop.
You're a wizard of a
like
rather high
anticlimactic.
Magnitude.
I think a lot of people are judging how the wizard works even though none of them are magic.
So, all right, cool.
I mean, okay.
Bearing's charged. The amulet has been drained of all of its power because it's now in the bearing. What would you like to do?
Actually, I like how it looks. I'm going to keep it on.
So he did the thing with the thing.
I did a thing. So I did a thing and a thing.
What are you hoping to do right now? Because there is still technically two souls.
Can you explain it to people that aren't inside your weird brain?
Yeah.
Doing whatever
use your
it is
words.
That you're doing?
Oh, no. There's a Beauty and the Beast-esque light show going on in the room.
Oh,
no.
I see it.
The skull.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's like we're on ice.
I can't believe it. That's the editor, Brett.
Or community. Tyler, are you there?
Jesus,
come back to
Christ,
us.
Editor Brett, you might find yourself.
Oh, man.
Come back to us.
And then cut to a clip.
The soul of Delilah is flooding back into the skull and all the bones in my backpack. And then she's starting to reconstitute herself.
Right.
Making router sounds, making modem sounds.
This is so uncomfortable, but does it work?
Whoa!
It worked! Oh, that finger's been up already.
What's up? Hi, Delilah. It's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife.
I think you were right about what you said.
He's my best friend. He could never do anything wrong. Right, friend?
Yes.
Ooh.
What? Yes.
You know what you did.
I left the toilet seat up. What did I do? I'm missing. Hey, look how cool this is. I used this owl thing in the...
Look me in the eyes, maester.
I don't know why.
I feel uncomfortable.
No, yeah,
this
eyes
is a
out
private
out
moment
know.
That should be shared between private individuals.
Mm. Are you drunk?
No, it's never me. It's my characteristic.
Has he ever not been drunk in your experience?
Yeah. Or? Does he have a history, a past?
Not a drunken one that I'm aware of.
It was very hard after you left. Had searched
left?
So left.
No, did you ever figure out that, that voluptuous spell you were working on?
Obviously.
Oh.
Am I right?
My friend is great and funny and talented.
And doesn't try to improve his wife at all and accidentally kill her.
No, he would
not
never do
what
that.
Happened?
No, I wouldn't.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I think he's my best friend in the world, and even I think that's sad.
I mean, I'm the funny kind of misogynist, but he's the kind that, like, accidentally kills his wife, you know what I'm saying?
Can the spirit of Torin come out real quick?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it! I told you so! I knew it! You murderous piece of... You're my best friend.
Bigby's kind of a monster now, isn't
well,
he?
So it's not really murder if it's manslaughter, right?
This is a... marriage is hard.
Speaking as your best bee friend, your wife is lovely. Mm-hmm. Why would you feel the need to change her, Buzz Buzz?
Thank you, bee.
Couldn't have said it better.
Best friend of your husband.
Sometimes you need to spice up the marriage.
Ooh, not the right answer.
Sometimes.
Wow,
is that the
really
booze
talking?
Like, yeah, considering.
Hey, do you need to borrow a shovel to dig your grave there, bud?
Actually.
I feel like we've been awake for so long. We haven't been able to sleep. I just need to sleep this off.
Hey, maester, for disrespecting your wife and for being a murderer, you're going to take a shot.
Yay.
I just need to point out that I had a bunch
you're
of
You're acting
really
like
cool
that's
moves.
A punishment for Maester.
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, that's his creed and code.
Yeah, let's take like a power-up for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's behind the scenes.
It's
if
like,
I don't remember
it's
the
like
next
a Popeye
episode, you'll understand why.
It's like a Popeye spinach situation.
What was the spell that you used?
Hold on.
Right,
everyone take
wrong.
A deep breath. Hold on. Fucking shots. What'd you say? You're good. You can breathe.
Well, thank
yeah,
fucking
you
shit. You don't realize when you're using magic sometimes. That's
yeah.
the thing. Like, you could have suffocated and
yeah.
killed me just then.
Everybody.
That's the Dickens of it, all the alcohol.
So this is a new thing that he's doing, this drunk thing.
Yeah, I don't understand this at all, really.
I felt so bad when that unfortunate, uncontrollable accident happened. No one could have seen that happening.
Just
I love you.
You are slightly redeemed in the fact that you've been carrying around my bones.
I
this
felt
long.
So bad.
It's been really gross for us. Just
how did you
yeah.
do well, never
mind. Sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night and he's got your bones in places he
oh,
shouldn't
no,
have.
Oh no! That's okay. I don't.
That could have.
He's my best friend, so I think that that's neat. But you know,
how did you two meet?
I was
sleepwalking.
Weird.
How did you two meet?
Walking was the last thing he was doing.
Yeah.
Maester, how did you two meet?
It's a wonderful story.
We were, yep, uh-huh. It was beautiful. We were walking in a meadow, and we just saw each other, and I knew right from there that she's the one for me. She's going to make me a better halfling
I did not
wizard.
Know right away, but I do love that you did.
I what can I say? You're perfect. In every way.
Now I'm perfect
until
in every way.
Mm-hmm. Did some kind of spell.
You were dead for
yeah,
me.
Some kind of
How
spell to make her
for?
More voluptuous.
It's just a turtle's wink, barely anything.
A turtle's wink.
Just
has a turtle ever winked? Ever?
No, a turtle's wink takes 7.5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's serious. Oh, that's years. Deep magic.
Yeah.
Delilah, tell me a bit about yourself. You sure. Are you also a halfling
I am.
Wizard?
We grew up in the same town. That's mm-hmm. how we know each other.
The town's called...
Turnanitha. Uh-huh.
Yes. Beautiful.
It falls right out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Sandals Turnanitha, and it was a great vacation.
They make those really great pierogies.
And in Turnanitha, Maester was
horse, which I think
one
is weird.
Of the
yeah, but,
smartest.
You know,
thank you.
Students.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'm a little bit more senior than Maester, not by much, but just a few classes. And I. Very much so, respected how wise he seemed to be, fell in love with him for his mind,
we
as
all
ironic
make mistakes.
As that is now.
It's very ironic to us.
People yeah. always gave us a side eye, but we didn't care because our love was real.
He's the kind of guy that's like, I'm going to magic the lock. And he says it like that's a serious, like that's
yeah.
a real thing.
Well,
like those words actually came out of his mouth.
Decided,
oh yeah, cut to a clip.
I'm going to magic my wife
yeah.
and magic was murder, really.
Mm. You should have been more specific.
That's the Dickens of it, isn't
so
it?
Oh! You've been, what, real depressed, real drunk. How do you feel now that your wife is back next to you right now?
Filled with joy, and I have...
You seem conflicted.
Are you ready to kick the drink?
Would you
replace the hole in your heart?
Would you do it again?
No. You're perfect the way you are. I learned my lesson.
You're going to make her more voluptuous?
Yeah, man. No,
I know.
Is that, I mean,
she's
is that...
voluptuous.
It's cruel in and of itself.
Yeah. It starts to become unreasonable at a
yeah,
certain point.
Even if the spell worked.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Delilah,
like
this
one
is...
more time and she's going to become like a fucking letter P. And just tip right over.
It would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Her back would crack in half.
It would be recalculous.
You'd have to magic her back.
This is Helgath Trinkledink, by the way. It's Delilah.
Sorry.
Oh, pleased
nice to
meet you.
Meet you.
Since
I'm
you've been.
I'm pretending I've never met you before.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Big B.
This is a bee.
That's
you are a large bee.
The biggest.
But it's also.
Tarin Tumidor. I swear to God, you should leave this man. He murdered you. He's a piece of
Don't
my best friend.
Tummy touch.
Tarin has got some issues.
She's not a lot of fun.
Tarin was feisty.
Is he a doctor of any sort?
It's a little tough now that he's sharing the body with another animal, but we're planning on having a talk.
I'm Big B. I was kind of magicked into thin air as a familiar originally. Then I was murdered. Then I was resurrected, and Tarin.
You weren't murdered. You just.
I was murdered by a room.
Did you murder him too?
I didn't know. I tried to save him. Actually, I gave him an extra
roll. We're just like bandying the word murder around. Like, yeah. It's
hey. I learned my lesson.
I was killed by a room, and now I'm alive, and I'm half female pixie.
Like we haven't all been killed by a room before.
Technically, I'm gender fluid.
So, real quick, Delilah, as the moderator, I want to know, what is your... you've got magic from embalmed into your hands, because you're actually a better wizard than Maester. So
yeah, we studied together.
That's not
he
saying much.
He spiraled into a depression,
yeah,
which was a lot of
terrible
booze to
he's
cope.
A great
and
guy.
So
he's
powers.
He's my best friend.
Bad
so great.
I want him to love me more than he loves his wife. Sorry,
but
that's
I want to know from you, Delilah.
It's pretty hot.
What is your strength? What are you really good at? What are you OP at?
I am OP at my powers of seduction and talking my way out of situations.
And you tried to make her more voluptuous, you piece of shit.
He's,
hey, we're not all perfect.
He's a halfling who knows what he wants.
And what he wants is an anime character.
So you can talk your way out of situations.
I can talk my way out of situations, and I have an intense love of magic and the magical arts.
All right, I love that. The magic and the magical arts. What's your weakness?
My
top
weakness
heaviness.
center of gravity. That would have been. That would have been my weakness.
That's what he was shooting for.
If it had been
successful.
Yeah.
My weakness, sadly, is my love for my husband.
Isn't that sweet? It's our thing.
I wouldn't say sadly if he hadn't murdered me.
And I
it was
you back.
Sweet.
She's
I
being really cool
back.
About it.
Yeah, she's like decidedly chill.
You
I would consider
carry around my skull for 7.5 years. Come on, that's a little sweet.
Which again
that's
was real
sweet.
Gross for
yeah. But in that time he's become better friends with me than he was with you, right, pal?
Oh, we're in a tough spot, aren't we?
While this is happening.
You're interested.
What's happening? There's something in the background, right?
No, just the soldier. So I was like, I feel
are you
weird.
Still here?
Yeah.
We're having a private moment,
I know,
man.
I feel really weird,
get the
right?
fuck out of here. Wait. Tell us everything you know about Lady Ursa real quick.
Also, are you flying still?
Yes! I'm like, do you see this? I'm like fucking floating.
Sorry, he's honey, he snorted the remains of a dead woman.
Hey everybody, watch out. I'm just like fucking hovering around. No big deal.
I discovered actually that Lady Ursa was not who she seemed, and that there was a curse and that she could flip out at any moment. And
you a smart cookie.
Thank you.
Wow.
So I realized if you take the magical items off her, then she would show her true form and we could get rid of her once and for all.
All really awesome things to tell us before taking the ring without saying anything and running away.
I personally think it's a good idea if we take the magical items and just destroy them. So if you just want to give me the bear ring and the owl, I mean,
nope. That's a hard nope.
I'm gonna give you a cutting off your head with clam drink.
Whoa! We saved the day. The whole city is great because of.
We saved the day.
Roll for perception.
I got it. Don't worry, everybody. Maester's here, and he saved his wife and Big B, and he's got an 18.
That's a pretty good roll.
All right.
And plus 20, just because he's feeling.
I mean, that's my
dude. He's got a wife.
So jump on you and I pin you down with fucking clam drink right over your throat.
Wait, no, I got a perception check first.
You guys.
You haven't perceived the perception.
What did I perceive?
You were giving me flack for punching that bunny through the shit.
You punched a bunny in the shit?
No, I punched a bunny in the back of the head and I exploded.
We already took his leg. It was like, it was not necessary at all.
You
we
see,
what do I perceive?
That the soldier is not who you think it is. That there is a rippling illusion over the soldier.
Headshot! I'm going for a headshot!
No!
I'm going for a headshot! Let me go for a headshot!
Who is it?
It's Gemma, clearly!
It's clearly...
And
it's
you
that
hear,
mole man fucker.
And you hear a mole tiny fucker.
It's a mole man! It's a mole fucker!
Yeah!
You discovered my secret. And lest you think that I can suddenly speak once you cut out my tongue in days of yore, my master grew me back a silver tongue, which is why I speak so eloquently.
That's canon.
Is it Annis? Is he your master? We'll find out next time.
Actually, you are a little bit raged. Let's have a listen to what Annis has to say about
this
situation.
God damn it. So we're getting into combat for sure, then.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I mean, you mentioned him, so he's going to talk.
Helgarth, dude. Listen,
uh-huh.
Before you try to attack someone with your tiny sword or whatever it is you call it these days,
it's a totally
I just
normal
want you to remember
size for
that
how
I'm
big
in
I
hell
am.
Having a great time, having the best time. I don't have any more stomach aches. Remember when you were like, you have stomach aches? Well, I don't have any more stomach aches. And you're going to have all the stomach, you're going to have every stomach ache I've ever had at the same time. If you don't beat this person, that's a magical spell I'm casting right now.
You can this thing cast spells on me?
Do it.
Why am I still wearing this?
Roll a dice for how many stomach aches. So if he rolls a 9, he gets 9 stomach aches.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What does that
and
even
it's
mean?
A handicap
yep.
for his battle.
I fucking
Sorry,
hate this
bro.
Guy.
Yep.
That's just how it works. All right. Check you later. I'm going to go fuck Hitler.
Wait, Annis lives in your hat?
Technically,
kind of, and it's also he's in hell.
Technically,
it's also,
the hat owns Helgarth.
Aeneas actually called out to the moderator to roll to see how many stomach.
Wait, he rolled.
I rolled a 5.
Oh no, I roll. Like,
you roll.
Yay! Direct instructions, moderator. Roll to see how many stomach aches
he would. That motherfucker.
4.
Oh,
even better.
Better.
But like, I'm talking, you got cramps
at
like,
the same time
the day before a period.
Until
kind of
I beat that guy.
That's it. Well,
so I have to attack you. I'm
no,
sorry.
No. That would be a bad idea. I think rather than attacking me, you should give me both the ring and the amulet. The ring and the scroll and the amulet, or just the ring and the scroll.
I am going
give
to
give me everything.
I'm going to shit my ass out any second now. I have like four stomach aches like on top of one another.
They stand.
And I have the strength of seven dragons. Can you imagine seven dragons shitting their asshole inside out? Yeah, I mean a toilet bowl. I'm gonna need a fucking quarry to shit into. My stomach hurts so bad.
My vociferous friend. You can either hand me the things in a friendly way that will bring great pleasure to everybody, or you can do it in a way that will bring great violence upon all of you. I suggest the pleasure. The pleasure is nice.
What kind of pleasure are we talking about?
Wait.
Point of order.
What kind of pleasure?
The wine has a good idea.
Ah, you sicko.
Perhaps you've noticed my hands aren't hands anymore. My master had them replaced.
They are...
I was gonna say
that.
They do look kind of phallic.
Kinky fox. Oh my god.
This hand is robotic and
robotic.
What does that mean?
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
It is mechanical and it's made of gears and strange.
We're interested.
Tubes and hoses. And this hand
is a field pussy.
Is a bell.
A bell.
Point of order. Yeah. I'm a giant bee, and I would like to say something.
Yes,
considering the fact that the main course—I
don't know
of
if you remember this guy, but he used to be Tar and Tummy.
Sorry, the Dixie's now a bee.
There was a silent spirit in my sept, and maybe that is who you are speaking of. All I see is a dumb bee right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you recall, Tar and Tummy Touch was hiding behind a book in that episode. Anyway.
Stealthily.
What point would there be in us giving you anything? Because, like, our quest is over. We should just go home and be happy right now.
Yeah, you as said that we're big heroes and stuff.
Okay, as the an animal at the table, you...
Not the only animal!
Exactly. You only instill an irate response from the mole.
Oh, that mole can eat shit!
The mole is bigger than a bee, and it's going to come over there and never
let you.
That's
bigger than a bee.
I'm
a
big bee. I'm the size of a small dog.
Big mole.
This mole is the size of a large dog.
Roll.
I've never seen
him. Hold on. Roll to see who's bigger. Both of you roll.
Wait, a mole bee fight?
Oh, that's what
the bee
mole.
Six.
The mole is bigger.
This is what the Patreons are paying for.
Twice as bigger.
Yeah, but I'm twice as dense.
Hey, really quickly, don't forget that you have your bag of holding, you have a potion, and you have your wand of wandering, but also, Delilah, you have the Tome of Transcendence.
Whoa, did that come out of the skeleton I had?
Yeah. I have a goddamn robot hand from my master.
And
yeah, but it's only good for hand jobs and, like, prostate milking.
This is the pleasure hand. This is the pain. The bell hand is the pain hand. The robot hand is the pleasure hand.
Your offer.
Can
sucks.
I just cut off the bell hand?
Are you gonna roll for initiative?
Yeah.
Alrighty, everyone. Let's roll for initiative.
Wait, I have to do something. 15. I have to do something for my wife. And we're renewing our vows.
Right now?
Right
let's
now?
Let's all stop and respect the renewing of vows.
Let them recite the Aurelica wedding rite.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
at the same time. You have to say it at the same
this
time.
This wedding is so family good.
It was so romantic.
Just like my parents' wedding.
You, Morica.
Inca.
Oh, God, guys. This
and
is
a
so
hug.
And a hug.
It's so beautiful. It's just like when my parents were wed.
Wait.
I forgive his murderous ways. He didn't mean
his manslaughterous ways. I'm not an expert in law, but
he lovingly carried around my bones for 7.5 years.
Disgustingly carried him around.
Made love to those bones at night.
What waste was left of his life. But now that he has a second life,
it's like
we have
full
a
of dried
marriage.
Semen.
Only person here who has lived in a sept, I will sanctify your marriage and say that you are once again living in moly matrimony.
Oh.
Congratulations. Now let's fight, please.
Yes. Right. So what's going to happen is that he gets a surprise attack because that was actually a ruse. To pretend that he's doing something good.
I thought I was doing a surprise attack.
No, surprise attack over here.
I just want to reiterate that we all could have left.
We could have left.
Sparing is beautiful.
Thank you.
So, all right. Everyone else, you don't need to roll because you're number one.
I liked Bigby when he couldn't talk and be like, I told you so.
There's more imaginary.
I told you so.
Alrighty. So, Mol is number one. Everyone else roll for me, please.
I rolled a 15.
Seven.
I'm sticking to it.
11.
I mean, technically, if I get a surprise attack, I get an attack, and then I'm also rolling for initiative.
I'm just gonna pop you the top. What did you roll?
11.
All right, fine.
I just saw you roll an 8. What's that about?
Yeah, that's his initiative. But then you get a surprise attack first. And then what did you roll?
7. I moved to a 1.
What?
You rolled 7. A 1?
No, it went to a 7, and then I looked back, and the paper turned to a 1.
Don't get too used to your bell hand.
Don't make me pull
you a
shot.
I rolled a 15.
And you rolled a 2. You
pour everyone a shot because it's the beginning of the episode. Off.
Alrighty. So, surprise attack, Mole Man. What would you like to do?
Come at me, bro.
God, I know what I want to do.
Basically, everyone's crying, and they're so happy that love is around, and the wedding's going, and there's confetti
God,
and rice.
God, I love
rice.
A wedding. I'm a big bee.
It's so romantic.
You know what? In celebration of your wedding, I'm going to activate the pleasure hand and propose a toast to you.
This is a tag.
This is the clasp. And out of the clasp comes cider, lager, ale.
amazing.
Cider, lager, ale, stout, and porter.
Oh. Wow!
Best ever.
I go for a port.
I give them all porter. 5 at once.
Nice.
Oh, no! That's disgusting!
No.
That's foul!
Oh, man. That's
not a joke. How do you want to resolve happy. This?
That's just going to power him up. He's an alcoholic.
Okay, so
I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to temporarily strengthen him.
No, it's not, actually. And the problem is that this affects more than one person at the table. So
wow.
Oh,
Mace
no.
is going to be very, very drunk because he usually sticks to the one, and now he's mixed his alcohol, and it's 5 drinks in one. And actually, you should probably take a shot.
I'm
for
pretty
that.
Sure an alcoholic
but
just
love,
drinks whatever.
You don't need
they get their
alcohol
hands
anymore.
On.
You have me.
And Delilah is actually real shitty that he's turned to the booze in such a way, and he's still choosing alcohol over his newly resurrected, wiped up
wife. Newly wed wife.
It seemed like
a
really
sweet
gesture
so nice
until
as
it
to
wasn't.
Do the ceremony.
Wait a
for
second.
You. A it, cool mole man that everyone loves.
Did you want one?
Well, I thought we were all supposed to on that first one. That
yeah,
first time
5 shots. Did. 1, 2, 3, 4,
alrighty.
5.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to give the Patreon supporters
ready?
What they're uh-huh. paying for, which is the rules.
Why did
this
I?
Is Don
why
Julio,
did I
not
with
Patreon?
You?
What?
Don Julio.
Patron.
Do you want a sip?
The name of our priest you Swig? Made is the first.
Joel,
yes.
I will always appreciate your sense of humor.
Everybody get in here.
To this beautiful union.
Yeah. I
cheers,
love a wedding.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ooh, tequila's my. Made by Satan. I fucking hate it.
All right, back into
you're
the
wrong.
Game.
It's so good.
So you do not attack them. You just make them all inebriated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the way that I they're all inebriated?
Yeah.
The way that I thought about this, and you can decide if this works or not, is that they all have a negative, if they're drunk, they have a -2 to their rolls.
-2?
Except for the guy whose characteristic is drunk.
Yeah. All right, so you have no negatives?
It's like a special skill for
yeah,
him.
He gets
it was a negative.
+1.
It was a weakness. It was never his strength. So
Excuse me, it was my best part.
Yeah, but he's built up an immunity to it.
No,
come on.
He has it. It's his weakness, so it has to make him weak.
Alcohol makes
so
me
-4.
But alcohol makes me funnier and more interesting.
My weakness is that I'm
kind of blind. Oh, we've never done that.
No, yes, it is. I'm kind of blind.
Blind drunk. Yes.
No, my character personality trait drunk.
And now you're kind of blind drunk. And now that's why you can't see. Yes, -2 to everyone, but it depends how well you roll. If you roll higher than an 11 or higher, everyone has a -2. If you have lower than a 10 or lower, no effect at all.
Oh,
okay.
Who rolls?
Hey? The Mole Man.
He is. Mole Man.
I see.
Yeah, Mole Man, how effective was your pouring?
14!
God damn it.
You're drunk!
Everyone is, and here's the catch that the Mole Man doesn't know, but the moderator is initiating in this particular campaign now. If you forget to roleplay that you are drunk, and Sam has had nine episodes of this, but if you forget to roleplay that you were drunk, you need to take another shot.
Oh, go. No, that's
going
to curse.
Don't
worry. I think
we're
going to have to roleplay anymore at this point.
And you have to do this until the end of combat.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Don't worry, because is Big B's coming.
Hey, Delilah, how
B's
you feel?
Coming and he's coming hard.
Delilah, hold on. Is Delilah a lightweight?
I don't know if you're aware.
I'm fine.
Delilah, she taught me everything I know about magic and booze.
Very mad at him.
I'm sorry. It's getting to me a little bit.
Point of order. I am a giant deep.
So
before you attack me, I'd just like to remind you that was the pleasure hand. Congratulations on your marriage. I'm very happy for you. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for at least speaking my native tongue. That was very kind of you. I'm going to kick your butt now.
Helgarth, you're next in initiative. What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
cut off his bell hand.
I like it.
Slice it.
He said it's a painful hand. I'm gonna slice it. I got it. I'm gonna have a tube.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You said it.
He's like a fucking poet with his words.
16.
That because.
But it's a negative two. 14.
Yeah, but plus because of the head.
Oh yeah, it negates it. So
because
it
of what
is
because of what it said to me.
Of what he said.
So I took it and I chopped it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Your bell hand's gone.
So he's lost his tongue and
his
hand.
Bell hand.
He lost a bell.
Suck my dick.
Okay, that's unnecessary.
Fuck you.
That is. So-
That was the whole thing.
Can you do an after-hours show real quick, guys? Real quick. Okay. All right.
Well, it's getting a little hot in here.
So,
I'm kicking around like a little hockey puck.
You are still at half health, by the way. No one healed you. Mace,
I tried.
No, you didn't.
No, we got busy. Excuse me, I got auto heal.
You should use your magic
you got
to
busy
mold
talking.
Your mole to your head.
What a fucking freak.
It's not his turn yet.
Bigby, it's your
That's
turn.
That's real gross.
Bigby, okay. Blow a hole through his chest.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on him.
Bigby still has this bow and arrow, right?
Yes.
I give you that.
Oh yeah. Do I get anything? If I do my
no. Actually, you are drunk, and it's just weird for everyone.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
Wait, but does my awkward bee dance make a minus two for anybody? If I were to do my awkward bee dance, would that make him get a minus two on any future
If he
rolls?
Gets a minus two, would you do
get
a
an
dance?
Erection?
Yeah.
Gross. Okay.
If he gets a minus two, everyone gets a minus two.
Fuck.
Because all everyone right, has to see
mind.
This awkward bee dance.
Never mind.
Bee had arms.
All right. I would like to use my bow and arrow.
Shoot it in his pee hole.
I was going to shoot it at the mole and kill it, but no, that's a really great idea. I want to shoot an arrow straight up this pee hole.
Into the mole's pee hole.
Oh, he's aiming for the mole's pee hole?
No, not the mole hole.
Put it
the mole hole's going to be even tinier.
The mole's hole.
Now,
to get into this
I'm
mole's
the mole
hole,
in
you got
to
pay the troll toll.
Yeah.
Shoot it in the mole's hole.
Reference.
Shoot it in the mole's hole. Shoot it in the mole's hole. Shoot it
all
in
right.
the mole's hole.
Everyone has spoken, and I'm going to shoot an arrow straight into that mole's penis.
Woo!
Yeah, get him in his fucking dumb little tiny penis.
Negative two. Let's go.
20! Fucking up penis is obliterated.
Holy shit. How is my mole going
oh my god, you turned his dick inside out.
Who's making that shot? Bigby, you can see who's gonna get that shot.
Holy shit.
So when you roll a 20, it's a crit roll, which means you do not get any negative effect at all. A 20 is a 20. Who would you like to drink?
I want Maude to drink.
You shot a mole in the dick hole.
20. That thing fucking exploded.
God.
Just his dick.
Just his dick.
It's gonna be okay.
Like when you put a grape in a microwave.
Like he's gonna want to go on
I
after that.
I kind of feel bad for him.
It's okay. Yeah. The Love master animals. Will give you
he
a new penis. Like
oh no, that thing's dead.
It's
a full size arrow I shot through its penis.
Yeah, there's no way that thing's alive.
A lot of blood goes through the pee-pee. You could definitely go. He's definitely going
to
bleed to death.
You asked to shoot its dick hole. You successfully shot its dick hole.
Yeah, but it would pass through the mole.
All the way through its urethra, into its bladder.
So basically hit its heart.
Point of order. It would fire through the mole.
And you would go back into the left.
No. It goes in the hole. It goes through the butt.
Comes
out through the butt.
And
it makes a little skewer.
It's basically
so the mole.
Right?
No. The mole is skewered. There you go.
To the wall?
To the wall?
the windows.
To the window.
To the window.
Well, is the
to the wall.
Tell Muldig strip down the wall.
Wait, what?
Is the sweat dripping down its balls?
Oh, no, no, no. It's the blood is dripping down.
The blood is dripping down its balls.
The blood.
There you go.
I killed it.
Okay.
Skeet, motherfucker.
Skeet. I didn't know what that was for so long.
Skeet, goddamn.
Skeet, right?
Jeez. It does mean shit. Everybody, it means
shit. I'll tell you one thing that you should know.
The prophet,
Lil Jon, said, "Don't start no shit, won't be no shit," but you done it, and so we did it.
From this conversation, it sounds like the mole is now Skeet.
Is my mole dead?
Well, it's
I don't know if Australians know what that word means.
Oh, Skeet, goddamn. Oh, goddamn.
Goddamn.
I know this. Everyone knows this song. It was at every junior high.
What happened to Teeny?
Okay, cool. I'm that was big.
They can't believe Skeet.
But it sounds like the mole's kind of done for.
Your mole's fucked, dude.
Is it dead?
That's a classic rut-row.
He's skewered. It's a 20. But it's your turn
he's
now.
He's the size of a large dog, though.
Wait, I haven't gone yet.
Yeah, he went first.
I had a fucking sneak attack. Because I'm a sneaky mole man.
I like to see how you do with the 20 of your pee hole,
dude. I'm going to cast Molecular Regeneration.
Wait. Why is he going?
Because he's in the combat, and it's his turn.
It was him. He went first.
That's a sneak attack.
These two haven't gone. I thought we were drunk ones.
I just want everyone to know that he's my best friend.
What do you got against Me? Fairy people? No. We didn't go.
Real
what
quick.
I got a couple.
Moderator.
A beautiful couple.
Oh, my God. Making you all drunk was probably the worst decision I've ever made. But... real quick, the mole had a sneak attack. He went first, and now it's in the order of initiation, and it's his turn, and he's gonna go.
And I'm casting molecular regeneration on my mole.
Yeah.
So he comes back to life.
Don't even make up words, man. It's not even fair.
I don't know what that means at all.
It's a 10. Yeah, no, I'll give that.
All right.
What?
Well, son of a beast.
His pee-pee barely grows back.
It's
maybe
like
he doesn't
knob.
Have a penis, but he's alive.
That's it.
No penis.
Is that even living, dude? Yeah.
You know?
Who's next?
You're a tiny half.
Oh my god.
Dwarf thing.
Okay, I want to fucking. Can I just fucking blow up his head? I want to microwave his brain.
Go!
Microwave his brain. Microwave his brain. Microwave his brain. Four. Minus two.
That's so good. Two. Mole Man, his brain gets bigger and more charged.
And his head just plummets to the ground.
No. No. You've actually given the Mole Man a +3 to his next roll.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But then on the following roll, he has an aneurysm because his brain is too big for his skull.
Because when you roll really low, really low.
Lowly.
You
lowly.
Lowly.
I don't think Australians know about anatomy either.
When you roll really low.
You said it,
if you roll a 1, the worst thing happens.
Yes,
if you roll a 5 or under, you roll what you want doesn't happen, and there's a negative effect.
This is
the negative effect for him. It just happens to be a positive effect for him.
I tried, honey.
My brain is so large, I have to recline.
I so tried. But this is your time to shine, honey.
Delilah, it's your turn.
Thanks again.
It's your turn.
You just resurrected.
Go ahead and blow him up.
All right, Delilah, what would you like to do?
Annie.
You're a powerful wizardess.
I'm going to make some eyes at the moleman and say, hey there, moleman. Hey. You want some of this?
Maybe. What is this?
And then take out my tome.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ruffle through its pages.
Ooh,
and
keep a rustling.
And
ruffling.
Blow. Some magic out of
that. Okay.
Right at Mole Man.
So hold on, here's the thing.
What does the magic do?
You get your negative.
It's magic, man.
You are -2 because you're
She's
drunk.
She's very much like
but you're
Acer
+2 because respect. You're seducing.
It's
but
a
your
classic,
tome,
man.
You have to roll a d20 to activate a page, and whatever the page lands on happens.
Oh, great.
But it's actually not an action, it's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
Oh.
So you get 2.
Okay, roll a d20.
Honey, you got a bonus.
It's a 6.
What's 6?
Oh my.
I'm
so glad.
Sorry, Philip. We ruined your studio.
Shush. No one. Fine. What is the studio?
No one knows that we're here.
You should take a shot. Alrighty. Ah, Thierry's back. Back again. So you have rolled a 6 and
You need to roll again for me.
Oh, okay. Nine.
Alrighty. So what's happening? Oh my god, you two.
We're married for a reason.
So you have turned to the page of Thierry Fournier, and basically, if you were to roll a 10 or higher, a wolf would come and aid you in this. You rolled under a 10. A wolf has come out of nowhere and attacks you.
No!
Animals, support me!
I will be rolling for the wolf that is now your immediate enemy.
I don't like it.
No,
what the fuck? Wait,
so
she blew the dust at him.
That's a really shitty power you have there.
I know. Hey. I even ruffled the pages.
It has null dick on it.
The wolf rolled a 20!
Who drinks?
You do.
What?
Yeah.
Why me?
You're the one first
she's
one
the
to
wolf.
Talk.
What
she's
did I do?
You talked.
Well, Sam's had a lot of...
Excuse me, don't talk about me when I'm in the room.
God damn it.
He's got a child at home.
I'm going to be in the morning.
I've
like,
got four children.
You gotta leave me Daddy Long Legs. You've been drinking.
Daddy Long Legs? They call me Daddy Long Legs.
So with a 20, I actually attack the caster who created me.
No,
so
no,
Delilah.
No, I get in the way. I block. She's already dead. I brought
That's
her back
so
alive.
So romantic.
I got a 16.
Fine.
But
yeah.
If he jumps in front of me, though... My love for Maester is my weakness. I can't let him sacrifice himself for me.
He's a psycho.
He jumps in front of me and I push him out of the way then.
All right, well, with a 20, see that arm of yours?
It's a nothing.
You can't use...
I'm just so glad that we got to witness it.
All right, well, the wolf jumps to your left arm, which is protecting Maester. And your left arm can no longer be used in combat.
No!
The bear ring.
Do I lose my ring?
The ring slips from your finger.
No!
Do I catch it?
No, you don't.
Oh,
you were too
no.
busy trying to jump in the way.
It's on
the ground, now. And it's Helgarth's turn. You don't see what happens. What would you like to do?
I was pretty successful with chopping off his bell hand. Now I'm going to chop off his bell end.
He's gonna chop off his
dick. I don't know that British euphemism
for the
think
tip
about
of a
the
penis?
Shape of a bell, and think about a penis.
Are you circumcising him?
Ollie G in the house on
a little bit more than that.
September 20th.
He's getting.
Oh my god! Every time.
It's my wiener. He's obsessed with wieners.
Just your wiener.
Just me and my mole's wiener.
Roll for me.
That thing's a
I had nothing to do with the one that happened before the thing.
You encouraged a lot of that.
Let's cut to a clip.
Shoot it in his pee hole.
I was going to shoot it at the mole and kill it, but no, that's a really great idea. I want to shoot an arrow straight up this pee hole.
Into the mole's pee hole.
Thank you, Brett. You're sweet.
Wait,
that's Tim Allen saying, oh.
That's a 15.
Minus 2.
Still is say goodbye.
He's successfully circumcised and bleeding out of his half a peepee.
Why? How did you cut through my clothes?
Guys, this is the hardest truth about circumcision.
How does it feel to be half a man, dude?
Well, I'd like to say I'm closer to God now.
Big B, it's your turn.
Do we have
God's circumcision?
It's Big B's turn. I would like to pull something
from
us.
God is a tentacle monster in this world.
Hey guys, we're about to talk about
that. I don't understand what's so hard to get about that.
I'm gonna pull something from this bag so fast.
Yep.
We got it.
Hey.
12.
Nice.
Ah. Okay.
So
you
gear.
Pulled out the Izzy Barnes effect. So when you open the bag, a menacing black mist swirls. Should you wish to reach inside the bag? Do you wish to reach inside the bag?
Yeah.
Yes!
Baby, you got this.
Throw questions in the wind, dude.
Yeah.
You pull out a
black mist.
Pull out a glowing red dagger, which is actually impossible for you to do since you don't have
I use all six of my legs.
Yeah, six legs.
He's got a lot of legs.
He's dipping all the legs in.
And this glowing red dagger has an eerie gem encrusted into the hilt.
Sick.
Whoa.
Okay, I fly like a battering ram into this jag hole, and I stab him with this magic dagger.
Alrighty, roll
you got
for
this
me.
Man.
I'm a classy.
Actually, real quick, Britt, there's a dagger in the box behind you. Do you want to grab it?
Is it teen?
Are we taking a pause?
Ed or Brett's gonna dag that grabber.
Oh, actually, grab another beer.
He's gonna dag that grabber.
First, I swear to God,
he didn't
dag that grabber. I totally thought Ed or Brett just
dag that grabber. Dag that grabber. Dag that grabber. Dag that grabber. Dag that grabber.
Oh, shit. I pulled this blade that is absolutely not teeny from the bag.
Hold on, what's this dagger's name?
It looks a lot like Teeny, but
it's not though,
it's
because there's a glowing red gem.
Glowing and filled with jam.
Yeah. I dub this blade Honeydew.
I like it.
Oh, honey, sick.
I was going to. No. Oh, I loved Jolly.
Can I get a plus two from my rage at what he said?
No, I'm giving the plus to the pun.
To armor.
What about the name?
And he sang armor. So yeah.
We sing, but he is the one that made the pun. He just laughed at the pun that he made. This logic is fucked.
I swear to
Give
God.
Give us plus 10.
Did you roll?
By the no, way? I didn't.
Ben,
I would like to put an email on screen that you sent to us where you said that we were fucked in this campaign.
He gets a plus 19.
Actually, you are all fucked. You're all drunk right now, so technically I was right.
I'm sorry, we're taking tequila shots.
Yeah, it's really hard to fuck us up when we're too stupid to play the game right.
Big B rolled a 7 minus
dance,
2.
Dance, damn it! Big B, dance!
Wait, well, I thought it was only minus 2 if I rolled above a 10.
It's a minus 2 because you're drunk.
Dance cute, dance cute.
Dance cute, dance cute, dance cute, dance cute.
We made it. Drunk dancing is just sad.
Not for a bee.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
A bee wedding?
Yeah. Drunk dancing is awesome. How dare you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's my reference.
We just had a wedding.
Guys, we just established it. Maud hates weddings.
Only one though.
Don't worry, honey. I got you. I got a healing. I got a healing thing.
Alrighty. Okay. Bigby's gone. Mole man.
Hole.
Your mole is whole, except it's whole.
I'm going to cast. They see me molin. They hate ring.
And does he get a penalty for being
plus
a,
two.
A dickless
How
motherfucker?
Is that plus? Because it's a pun, damn it, not the moderator.
I've made like 7 puns.
I'm gonna nuke his goddamn intestines, and I'm gonna.
What
fucking
about
kill
all those
fucker.
Great B puns?
Because this is kind of a boss battle, and it needs to have a little bit of plus in. Plus it.
Oh, cut shit. To a clip of all those great B puns I did earlier.
Put a shot down.
Brett being like, no.
Put media not found for like 5 minutes.
Death Cliff reference.
Yeah.
Cut to a clip.
To the Death Cliff.
Cut to Death Cliff.
Plus 2 to everybody.
There you go.
So many mugs.
Okay.
So in this spell, my mole rolls up into a little ball and tries to niffle that ring off the floor.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like they said niffle as well, like the niffler from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So it's so
they
good.
See me molin.
It actually looks like a niffler. Oh my god. I want a plus
ring.
I want a plus 6 right now. I want it so
what?
Bad.
What?
I want you plus 6. I will give it a plus 4, though.
Well, y'all were attacking me. Y'all forgot about the ring.
Plus
they
4.
They see me mowing.
Well, I was waiting for my fucking turn to get back to my wife.
Pretty good.
I didn't forget about that ring.
Said niffle? Oh, roll
fucking
for
arms
me.
Rotten over here. I was trying to get a ring back.
Roll. Plus 4. Plus it's a 12.
How's that plus 4 when he's dickless?
Well, it's an 8. Excuse
plus
me.
Plus 4 is 12.
He's okay, half a man.
And it's my wife's ring, so I'm going to get...
No, you're not.
Half a man is still more man than a tiny boy.
Well, I'm going to pretend I didn't throw the...
What'd you roll?
In a number that's not important.
What'd you roll?
Was it a 1?
It doesn't matter.
It was a 1.
Because it wasn't
a
1.
It wasn't a 1.
Okay, if it wasn't a 1, that's... Fine.
Maester.
It was higher than a 1. Maester.
But right now,
Maester.
Mole Joel, the mole man, has the bear ring.
If I could turn back rhyme and then turn back time 2 turns.
What?
Nothing, go back to the game.
That
forget
could
what
be
he
cool,
said.
But that is the end of the episode.
What? We're in the middle of an episode.
That's all there is happening now.
May I nuke him really quick as the last move?
Ah! What am I supposed to do here?
Make sure you tune in next week for episode 10 of Fungeons and Flagons.
Jesus
and
Christ.
By the way, we are doing vlogs after this one, so if you are $10 and higher, you'll be able to witness
this bliss. Thank you so much for watching, though. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Cheerios! Cheerios! Let's have a round of buddies and pals!
The only character who appeared in the storyline, came back, and then was like supercharged to be the ultimate boss in the campaign.
Yeah. So the ultimate warrior WWF.
I'd like to thank all the little people who made this happen, specifically the little boys. For dying
Molesters.
For me and my powers.